stick to the same diet because it's what I'm used to, you know.
Have you stuck to the same kind of rigidity of blacks and so on that you had to begin with?
I'm ashamed to say I probably have, really, at the back of my mind. I mean, back then I did literally weigh things, and now I sort of use my eyes, you know. But yeah, I'm afraid I'm very boring. It's more or less the same skeleton outline as I've always had, because it suits me. But I think I'm a bit of a pain when I go out with my friends, you know, because I stick to my diet then. I do slip off it occasionally, but I'm not even tempted, you know. I'm not interested in trying new things and that. I'm a really, really boring person. it's all right for me, but I do understand some people find it hard. I know I was, when I was first diagnosed, I knew a girl, she was very, very thin. And I remember I had to go back in a few months later, just for the day, for some reason. And she was there. I didn't know it was her, because she'd put so much weight on. And apparently she said she just couldn't stick to it. She couldn't accept it. And they kept having her back in. So I often wonder what happened to her, whether she was all right. And there's a chap at work downstairs. He can't stick to his diet, and he has to keep going into hospital with all sorts of horrible things. But he can't seem to stick to it either. There's some people that just, I don't know whether their mind refuses to accept it or what, but I don't know what happens to them. Because I'm always terrified of going blind or losing my feet or something. And I think that's another thing that keeps me on the straight and narrow as well. Especially living on your own. You've got to be able to look after yourself, haven't you?
What complications have you had then over the years?
I don't think I've really had any at all, as far as I can remember. The only thing I've noticed recently, when they put the tuning fork on your foot at the hospital, I have got a little place on one of my feet where I can't feel it. And I think I've got something called diabetic eczema in my ear once, which I've never heard of, but that's what the doctor said it was. They're absolutely driving me mad, itching. I think probably itching sometimes get on my chest. Maybe that's connected with diabetes, I don't know. But I've always been really, really lucky, because they always say that you don't heal up from cuts and things, and that you get lots more illnesses, colds and things. But that doesn't seem to be the case with me. Sometimes I wonder if I've really got diabetes at all, because I don't seem to fit the pattern.